You've probably seen them pounding the pavement, or maybe you're among the 1.3 million Australians who take part. I'm talking about the ever-growing army of recreational runners that take part in Parkrun. The 5-kilometre free jog is now a major community event, connecting Australians and helping to combat the ever-growing issue of loneliness and also improving the health of those who participate. Tim Oberg is the man who brought Parkrun to Australia, and now he has his sights on getting more kids to become more active to improve their health and well-being. Tim, welcome to Changing Australia on Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally. Great to be here.
Where did you first become aware of Parkrun? Because this is an international idea and movement.
Yeah, that's right, Sal. I was living in the UK for 10 years up until 2010. And it was in that last year where I was used to go out running with my dog, and one day someone said to me, did you know there's somewhere you can go and get a 5-kilometre time with your dog? And I thought, I'd love to know what my dog's 5K PB is. So off I went to Wimbledon Parkrun, and I did my 5K. I got my PB and I got my dog's PB. And I thought, there's something in this. And not long afterwards, I reached out to the founder of Parkrun, a guy called Paul Sinton Hewitt, and basically cut a deal to bring Parkrun to Australia. It was the first international license outside of the United Kingdom. And I arrived back in Australia after 10 years abroad in 2011 on the Gold Coast, and we got the first event set up in April, and the rest is kind of history.
And for those who haven't taken part in Parkrun, it has now around 500 locations in Australia. More than 1 million people have taken part. And in most places, it's often run on a Saturday morning and it's free. And you can turn up if you want to, sleep in if you want to, and not turn up. People can identify with a card, a barcode, to get their time if they want to. If they don't want a time, they don't have to. Is that the basics of how it works? Have I got it roughly right there, Tim?
Yeah, you've got the basics. I mean, the 5K park run is always on a Saturday morning. The times do vary slightly around Australia and around the world due to climate. So, for example, in Queensland, where I live, all park runs are at 7 o'clock. But if we go down to Tasmania, they start at 9, and that's just to do with, as I say, the climate.
What do you think has surprised you most from the growth of park run here in Australia?
I think when I first went and when I first did it and then when I first brought it here, in my mind I was starting a fitness program. You know, I thought it was something for people to get fit and come and run and get fast and all of that. But what became very apparent and what is still very apparent to this day is that the majority of people that attend are attending for reasons other than getting faster and getting fitter. Mainly it is the community connection. So connection to their local community, where they get to meet new people, but also regularly catch up with friends who they don't see for the other 6 days of the week. So it's that community connection piece that I wasn't really aware of as much, and certainly became very obvious, not just for people attending, but even for myself. I realised that what we were doing was creating a community, and it was a community that I was benefiting from as much as everyone else who was in attendance.
And this, I mean, we're sort of talking about health, but this, you know, we know a large number of Australians are lonely at the moment, Tim, and getting together for Parkrun and things kind of develop. It goes from, oh, that bloke in the green T-shirt with the whatever sneakers to, oh, that's John, or I see this bloke, I see him around. That the connection part of it sounds like it's become a really important piece.
It is the most important piece. And, people obviously come and they do the 5 kilometre run or the 5 kilometre walk, but they don't keep coming back because they want to do that same 5 kilometre run and walk each Saturday. They keep coming back because they want to run into John or whoever it would be and have their catch up and have their coffee. And, you know, a lot of park runners will tell you that the coffee is more important than the run and the walk. and I think in many ways it really is. Obviously, and that's not lessening the importance of the physical health benefits. But, I would argue you could run 5K anytime you want. You know, you can walk out your door and run or walk 5K. So if all you were doing parkrun for was for the physical health benefit, well, you don't need parkrun for that. You can do that anywhere. But the community connection piece, which is, you know, whether it's 50 or 100 or 500 people coming together on a Saturday morning, and the power of that is something that's... it's not unique to parkrun in that there are other organisations and other things where you can do that, but is, you know, parkrun does it very, very well.
Mm. I'm thinking while you're talking, Tim, a friend of mine, Catherine, who lives in Adelaide, she's been through diagnosis and treatment for breast cancer this year, and she's been going to parkrun since, well, it must be 2018, something like that. And when she put out a message on Facebook, you know, explaining to friends and others what's been going on, she talked about her parkrun family and what a support they had been. So they'd gone from people that she's run with to people who've become very important supports, and that goal of getting back to parkrun, you know, when this treatment's over, I'll get back there. The connections seem to really deepen with time.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, that story that you just said is not unique. You know, in my time with parkrun, and, you know, I finished up in 2022, I had countless emails from people telling me stories about how parkrun had either helped their life or even changed their life or even saved their life, particularly when you're talking about people who were struggling with mental health conditions and were able to find that connection and those friendships and get away from that isolation and loneliness at an event like parkrun. So it's incredibly powerful. And as I say, I think it's far more powerful than the actual physical activity piece.
You've left your role as the CEO of parkrun to start another organisation, Tim, called the Healthy Kids Project. What are you hoping to do there?
Well, when I left parkrun, I had an opportunity to really refocus and reframe what I wanted to do in the next phase of my, you know, professional career, the next phase of my life. And as a father of four kids and also as someone whose original trade is teaching, I'm aware of and I can see that, unfortunately, you know, kids right now are struggling. All the health indicators are not tracking in the directions that we would want them to be tracking in terms of participation in physical activity, mental health, educational metrics, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, my passion really lies in how can, you know, myself personally, but then collectively with you know, the entire nation, try and reframe this and reshape, you know, I guess what the future looks like for kids. And in particular, for me, it's there are two pieces that I'm super passionate about. And one is how can we use physical activity, again, not just to get our kids fitter, but how can we use physical activity to help our kids develop the psychological and emotional traits that they're going to need to get through life? And then the second piece is around nutrition. You know, we need to be giving kids better access to healthy, fresh food rather than, you know, the packaged processed stuff, which seems to be coming more of the norm due to the convenience and the costs. So, so the Healthy Kids Project, that's what it's all about. Basically, it's about developing programs that can get ideally into schools that can help children, A, be more physically active and therefore more psychologically sound and emotionally sound, and then also how can we, you know, help kids eat better and therefore hopefully take those good habits back into the house and start having some influence in their own house as well.
How does mental health fit into all of this? And what have you experienced, Tim, if I can ask, of the value of coming together with other people, setting goals for yourself, but also setting some limits as well?
Yeah, well, about 10 years ago, I had a brush with my own frailty of mental health. I had a pretty significant panic attack one day when I was sitting in an airport, and that was from someone who's never been, you know, fearful of flying. And it really, it bowled me over, and it then led to a period of quite significant anxiety for me. And it was, as someone who had never had any mental health issues before, I'd received countless emails from people from parkrun saying I'd, you know, anxiety and depression and so on, and I'd read these emails and certainly felt for these people, but I couldn't relate until I had my own little dose of it myself. And it's something that, you know, 10 years on, it's made me such a more empathetic person. My own mental health is something that I don't take for granted. It's something that I, just like everything, I train for it, you know. So I'll do breath work and meditation, and I try and eat well, and just managing my own stress. And really, that's what brought it up for me 10 years ago, was I wasn't managing my stress. I was working far too much. I didn't have any sort of cutoffs in my day. And so, yeah, I've been much better since then in terms of managing my stress, managing my workloads. And as I say, just being super conscious of it. But I think the gift that's given me is the empathy and being able to understand what people are going through when they talk about having a mental health challenge. And therefore, it comes through in all the work that I want to do. And as I said earlier, with the Healthy Kids Project, we're trying to help kids not just get, you know, eat better and move more, but how does that then all play into helping them have much more sort of regulated emotions and just better mental health in general?
Well, it sounds like you've made some pretty good life decisions. You're a PE teacher in the Whitsundays and you're a dad of four. It sounds pretty fantastic. Well, Tim, it's been great to talk to you and, you know, bringing this out to Australia. For a lot of people, it's such a lifeline, and it's created this mad village of people who get out no matter what the weather. I'm thinking especially in Canberra in winter, they're out there, the dogs are there, the prams, they're all out there as well. Thanks so much for being my guest this morning on Changing Australia.
Thanks, Sally. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. You're listening there to Tim Oberg, the founder of Parkrun Australia and also the CEO of the Healthy Kids Project. If you haven't done parkrun, have a look online. I wonder what's the most remote parkrun in Australia. We'll have to find out. I just look for the flattest ones so I don't have to go up any hills.